The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Unlike a month ago, when I wake up and go to sleep these days, it's dark and cold enough to put on a wool hat. The world of the woods is so dry, sticks and grass crunch and seed pods burst everywhere you walk. A spark in your eye could ignite a fire. The weather is racing itself. Will it be frost or rain that arrives to make the full change into autumn? These are the days of digging garlic and potatoes, of turning over the beds that had lettuce, cabbage, and peas and putting them to sleep for the new season. I peek under the broad leaves of squash at the acorns and the butternuts and say yes to good eating all winter. Pears are sliced and drying over the cook stove. A bulbous plain of ripening tomatoes should reach perfection and the freezer this afternoon. Pickles to make. It's time to assess the woodpile, clean the chimney, check the insulation around certain pipes. It's time to do a lot of things, like finish or let go of everything that seemed so possible in the optimism of spring. Time to remind myself that neglecting my morning practice makes everything that much more overwhelming. I've been known at one time or another to have a yoga practice or a Reiki practice. A walking meditation practice. There's always the writing practice, all of which can wait because there aren't many more days left for lawn chair practice. Lawn chair practice requires climbing into a lawn chair before sunrise and sitting there. A proper lawn chair needn't be made of aluminum and plastic. It can be cobbled from any kind of furniture, including clumps of grass and tree trunks. A proper lawn chair has two requirements. First, that it completely supports your body at a semi-reclining angle where you can see both the ground and the sky. And second, it must take some effort to climb out of it, so it's easy to ignore yourself when you think you should jump up and do something that appears productive. Once settled into the lawn chair, I do that trick where you march your awareness from your toenails to your hairline, and whatever you got, you let go of it. Then, I swivel my head back and forth and make a slow, smooth movement that goes about a half inch in either direction. A whole inch of head motion without tightening my throat, my rib cage, or my feet. Once that gets going okay, I move my eyes along with my head. And if that all works out, I try to move my eyes opposite the direction my head is moving, which is actually a pretty challenging thing to be doing in a lawn chair on a fall morning before dawn. Sometimes I don't exactly fail at this. I just forget to try. Instead of visiting all the muscles it's supposed to relax, my awareness twirls like smoke into the rising bug buzz and bird twitter, the chipmunk alarms and the reaching branches. And then, the same thing always happens. The sun escapes the trees and burns waves of orange and gold on the screen of my eyelids. Radiation gently sears my face, and then, not so gently, sears my face. A layer of sweat starts to prickle under my clothes. Spending the effort to lurch to my feet seems like a great idea. Sunrise lawn chair practice is over. Practice makes perfect, you know. Not practice every day and someday you'll do something perfect. Practice makes perfect. And after you practice, that perfect follows you into your day, which won't be the same day you would have had without it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.